Firstly, you must be, I imagine, very pleased with the appointment, but it's a very interesting appointment because it's a man of great experience at this level and the level you want to go to.
Yeah, absolutely. I think, as I've said a few times, I think it. Sometimes you just get lucky in life. My background when I was chairman of Oxford United, when Michael Appleton went to Leicester, Neil would have been one of the two managers I'd love to have managed Oxford as Michael's replacement when we were in League One. But he was at Wimbledon, the other guy was at Wickham. And I chose that I didn't think it was appropriate to try and prize away a manager for another club. Obviously, unfortunately, we parted company with Jimmy. And then, amazingly enough, Notts County, from my perspective, inexplicably, decided to part company with Neil. And I was very clear to my fellow directors that bar no one, Neil would be my first choice to be manager of Moors. I think the question for me was whether we could persuade him to come here, and which would be a relative step backwards, I would have thought, from his perspective. We went through due process, interviewed about seven or eight different people, a panel of three directors, plus Tim Murphy, and everyone was unanimous about Neil. And we've spent quite a lot of time together.
Sure.
And he buys in my opinion, absolutely, to Project Moors, which is, trying to get us into the league, but also making sure we stay true to our roots. We are a community football club, so the manager, the first team, coaching staff, the players all have to buy into the fact that we're a community club and do their fair share on that score. And most importantly, and I've said this a few times, that to me the most important relationship in a football club is that between chairman and manager. And if that is correct, then I've absolutely no doubt the club's in good hands, because I think we'll enjoy an absolutely fantastic relationship whether we win or we lose or we draw.
So, bearing in mind what you just said, because obviously his record is, and there's plenty of experience in the league and in this league, but I wonder whether you look at the particular kind of, particularly Wimbledon, I don't know whether it's a comparison that you would like, but when you talk about a community club, that is a club that came from scratch. And I wonder whether that sort of speaks to what you're saying in a way.
Absolutely. Because obviously Oxford played Wimbledon, so I got to see Neil from a competitor perspective. But I'd go in the manager's office after the game, talk to Wimbledon chairman. He had a brilliant relationship with the Wimbledon chairman. I spoke to him before we appointed Neil this time round, and he got a glowing reference. Football's a game of opinions, but it's rare you take references on someone and you struggle to find someone say anything other than positive things about someone. And for me, the quality of the man is really important. And I think, given, we want to be a family club, we want to be a community club, I think having the right manager who embraces those values is absolutely fundamental.
And for a club that's appointing a new manager between seasons, early is good, because he's got now 2 months, you have got 2 months with him to have things set up for exactly how you want them to be come the start.
Absolutely. I think the timing couldn't be any better. Obviously, Neil's been able to watch our last 10 or 12 games in relative anonymity. He's been fully involved in the retained list and we're well advanced on recruitment plans. We've also recruited a chap called Greg Abbott, who's highly experienced in football, superb at recruitment, well connected. And we've got, a relatively good budget to add to the squad, six or seven players over the next couple of months. The one thing we have said, and we're unequivocal about this, is we need to be in the upper echelons of the league for most of the season, certainly being the shakeout at the end, but you need to start well. The great thing is Neil's got a month now, or 3 weeks now, before pre-season starts, and then he's got the full pre-season. So you know, I'm massively optimistic about that we'll be there or thereabouts next season.
The pieces are all here, aren't they? And I don't just mean with Neil, but off the field. I mean, you've made your ambitions quite clear, and everybody knows how difficult it is, and this is a hard league, as you and he know. But the pieces are here now, aren't they?
Yeah, I think we've. I mean, I've certainly in terms of infrastructure and facilities, we've obviously got the ground, which everyone you know applauds us for. More importantly to me, we've got a superb training ground at Studley, which would stand comparison to most League One clubs, let alone National League clubs. But that is where players spend most of their time. It's important that everyone feels comfortable and the culture's right. I think in life, and football's no different, all you can do is try and put yourself in the best positions you can, do all the right things, make sure that on a frequent basis you're looking yourself in the mirror and saying, are we doing everything we should be, or are we kidding ourselves? And take responsibility for mistakes, but then learn from them. And if you're going to make mistakes, don't repeat the same ones. Make new ones. And you know, their plan next season is to try and be in the top four or five throughout the season. If we're not, we'd need to understand why. But if we are, we'll have had a fantastic season, even if we don't get promoted. Because as you rightly say, the one thing you can't legislate for is only one team goes up automatically. So, we finished second 3 years ago.
Yeah.
And we must be the only league in Europe, I think, where second does not get automatic promotion. But you know the rules of the game before you get in there. So, for me, we've just got to put ourselves in a position to have a real chance at it in the last 10 games of next season. If we do that, I think all the fans, all the sponsors, all the directors, all the shareholders, and certainly myself, would be absolutely delighted.
Because people care, don't they? I mean, you've got a core of people around the club within it, as well as the community links, which I know is so important. The people who are involved with this club already really care about it.
Oh yeah, I mean, I mean the atmosphere around the club is absolutely superb, and the goodwill that goes around. I mean. The thing I love about it, you know, over the last 3 years, is everyone knows about Solihull Moors now. I mean, I live in Henley. I spend a lot of time in Knowle and Dorridge, Solihull. There is no one I know, I don't think now, that doesn't know that Solihull Moors exists, and it's quite an ambitious football club. What we've got to do that over time is to translate that into getting 2,000-4,000 down here every week, and my long term ambition is to put pressure on the council and JLR and everyone else to say, well, we actually need a new stadium, probably in a location that's marginally better for transport links. But if you said to me, if we get into the league in the next 4 or 5 years, I think we'll comfortably get 10,000 gates, so we probably need a stadium 12,000-15,000, and you might sort of think I'm sort of off my trolley, but I really do believe we can get this football club into League Two, into League One, and then see where we are.
You wouldn't say that if, after the time you've been here already, which is is a little while, and with the experience you've got, you wouldn't say that if you didn't really believe.
No, I do. I mean, but I mean, I the first thing we had to do when we came in 3 years ago was transform. Probably a underlying belief that Moors had outperformed to even be in the National League, and they were probably just visiting the National League with a view to being relegated. And it's a measure. I mean, it's a strange measure, strange thing to say, but I think the measure of our progress is the fact that we haven't made the playoffs in the last two seasons. There's a degree of disappointment. Now, for me, that's a fantastic platform to go from, because actually everyone believes, as a minimum, we should be getting into the playoffs now. And if we get into the playoffs, you are giving yourself a shot at promotion. If we could go up in top spot, that would be unbelievable. But Sutton have done that with a relatively limited budget this season, and good luck to them. But it's so hard to try and prepare to finish first in division. For me, you've just got to say, all we need to do is say, are we doing all the right things to finish in the top four or five? then we just got to trust the luck and all the other things to get out of the division.
One more thing, if I may. Obviously, everybody in every walk of life and every kind of business has had a very difficult time to a greater or less degree over the last 18 months, but hopefully we're nearly there now. Is this club now ready, I was going to say, to exploit the new opportunities, but it's not that, is it? It's actually just to make the most of what we used to think it was normal. Are you ready?
Yeah, I mean, the last 12 months, I mean, the major problem has been obviously pressure on funding, because you've got most of your income has been restricted, but you still, despite furlough, got the players' salaries and the play, yes. And so you in a game that probably in a club, as for most clubs, that depends on directors and shareholders and sponsors funding it. There was an additional burden over the last 12 months, but I have to say, and thanks to all of them, our sponsors, my fellow directors and shareholders have all risen to the task, and the club financially is in as strong a position as it has been. And I mean, the one thing, and I'm absolutely delighted about this, is I am surprised more clubs haven't found themselves in financial difficulty. Now, whether that's a wave of new problems to come next season, I don't know. But for footballers who have weathered the storm over the last 12 months, because every club will have faced exactly the same problems as us, is that you've got reduced income and you've got all the same costs.
And it's not just reduced to 23 home games, however many it is, but you do so many other activities here, none of which, very many of those, you could do those either.
Because I could say, we've got a lovely 3G pitch out the back that probably produces 120,000 of net income a year that just disappears.
Yeah.
So I mean, the government was fantastically helpful for the first 3 months by giving us grants, and then we've been able to take advantage of the winter sports loan. So that there has been some help. But at the end of the day, if it's a loan, it's got to be repaid at some stage, albeit over an extended period. But, at the end of the day, for me, football is about responsible ownership and responsible stewardship and not operating beyond your means. And one thing I've always said to fans here is that, certainly whilst I'm here, we will always do things in a way that will never jeopardise the future of the club. And I think we're in good shape on and off the pitch. It's just that, what the thing you can't legislate for is actually what the results will be.